We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all my underdogs.
We will never be anything but loud. And many gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass. Slam, slam, oh hot damn. What part of party don't you understand? Wish you
Pink is your artist of the day. You're welcome. You are more than welcome. I'll get to it in just a second. Story here from Fox 4. You may need to adjust your thermostat after reading this.
No.
According to the Department of Energy, the coolest you should keep your home in the summer is... Let me ask you, Will.
Who is saying this again?
The Department of Energy. What do you put yours at?
Ours at the house is usually at 75.
75?
Yeah.
Okay. Dana? Yeah,
I'm a 72, 73 girl.
I'm a 70.
Wow. What is your guys' electric bill?
Last month it was $200.
That mm-hmm. is bonkers.
Now, it's a small house, too.
What do you set it to when you are away?
I don't ever change it.
I don't either.
I just leave it at 70.
I do too.
Because when I come home,
people.
Well, no, I'm not rich. When I come home, I want my 1,000 square foot house.
He's rich-ish.
To be very cool and comfortable. Now, my kids hate it. They think the house is too cold. The government says you should keep your thermostat at 78 degrees.
Well, that is just ridiculous.
When you're home.
No.
I would sweat. 82 degrees at night when you're sleeping and 85 degrees when you're not at home.
85?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to kill your pets?
Right. Exactly.
A bit much.
Mm-hmm.
85 is a little bit up there, but 78 is pretty normal.
Don't we all have that one relative who refuses to turn on the air conditioning until like maybe August 30th?
Yeah.
And only then on the hottest day of the year, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this. I try to hold out as long as I can, but once I hit it, I'm in it.
Yeah. Because I've always heard it takes more energy to stop it and restart it and stop it and restart it. Once you crank it up, you might as well keep it cranked up.
Now, you said 78, you would be sweating. In our house.
Oh, my God. I would be miserable.
In our house, the circulation is not the best, and my office gets warmer than the rest of the house. Routinely, it is 77 or 78 in there. And it often gets a little uncomfortable. I have to turn the fan on.
Oh, no. Keep in mind, when I have the thermostat at 70,
mm-hmm.
I have a cool air-blowing fan going in the living room,
Wait,
too.
On top of it?
Oh, of course.
Wow.
I have a fan, too, because I like the white noise at night.
Racist.
What?
Why's it got to be white noise?
Oh, good.
Why can't it be black noise?
Errant noise.
Why can't brown it be brown noise? Mm-hmm. Yellow noise. I mean, why's it got to be white?
The fan Green is actually noise. Black, if you want to know. It's a black fan
but
emits
it blows out white noise.
Right.
Also,
now we're just, this is too
I mean,
far.
This also
is just,
racist.
I mean, this is just criminal.
Someone just wrote in, my grandparents' home doesn't even have air conditioning and their house is comfortable. I don't buy it. I don't, there's
gotta
no way no that way. Is comfortable.
Windows open and an attic fan is the only way.
We used to have that at my grandparents' house. Well, the attic fan's on. Yeah, blowing air that's 103 degrees through the house.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, the attic fan is supposed to suck air out of the house.
Yeah.
I think there's a switch that you can flip it. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think that's right.
There is. There's a switch.
Yeah, it's supposed to pull the hot air up. That's why it's an
That's why you blow the attic fan. You blow a fan right. And then you turn the attic fan on.
Right. It's up there because heat rises.
Whatever.
And,
don't think you understand.
Very complicated scientific discussion.
It's really not that hard. Heat rises, put the fan at the top point of the house. Mm-hmm. That means the heat that has risen there
That's
will
right.
be blown out.
That's right.
Not in.
That's right.
Whatever.
How did people live like back in the 1880s?
Well, I think they were
accustomed to it.
And so if anyone has the older relative who never turns the air conditioning on because they say they're used to the heat, I do think you can acclimate yourself slowly to that. But I think if my house was at 85 or 84, I would come home and be calling someone going, there's something wrong.
You got to keep that house at 70. It's the only way to live. It's the only way to live.
Someone just wrote in, oh, hell no, between 65 and 66 all the time.
Yep.
How do you guys have enough money to pay your electric bill?
They're Dana and Parks. Their names are on the door.
I was more talking about Mr. 6566 guy.
Mm. I do the, not auto pay. What's it called?
The level pay.
Yeah.
It's probably still like $1.80 for you.
I think it's north of that.
Oh, but my gosh.
I think it's like $2.40.
I had a conniption last summer when my electric bill in my tiny little two-bedroom house in the hood was $130.
Well, mine was $200 last month. I was okay with that.
But don't you do the level pay?
No.
Oh, I do the level pay. If you don't, you'll get socked with some crazy bill.
No, what I do is I overpay every month. So, for example, in the fall or in the spring, when the electric bill is actually kind of low because I don't have the air on, I have the windows open, and say the bill comes in, it's like $60, okay? I'll pay $160.
So you have unofficial level pay, basically.
Yeah, I have self-induced.
He's on his own plan.
Right. I do self, like, the other day, Kansas Gas or whatever it is, Kansas Gas Service, sent me a bill for $14, which is basically just to keep the gas on.
Right.
Right? Because I didn't use anything.
Sure.
So it's $14, and that's the city taxes and county taxes and all that stuff. Well, I ended up writing them a check for $100. And then next month, they're going to send me another bill for what would be $14, but they'll say I have a credit. And I'll send them another bill or another check for $100. That way, when we get into the winter, when it's $200 a month to heat my house.
Right, your bill is.
My bill is $50.
Sure.
That's how I roll. Mama didn't raise no fool.
I don't know. In my house growing up, we didn't turn the AC on until it was absolutely necessary.
Well, but Sam, in my house, we don't turn it on until it's absolutely necessary either. But once it goes on,
it's on.
Can you define absolutely necessary? Because our threshold
when
is like 95 outside.
When I start to sweat, if I walk into my house and
so
I
December
start...
December 1st?
No, not December 1st, you smart aleck. No. Somebody says, Scott, you are doing level pay. I know.
You can also, with some of the newer systems, it's all done through your cell phone. Like, I will text Chris from my bed and say, it's a little warm. Can you please turn down the thermostat?
Why don't you just say, Chris, turn down the thermostat?
Because he's at work.
Oh.
You don't have one of those new fancy schmancy thermostats that connects to your phone?
We do, but
no.
He is so much.
I have
much,
the old school rotary dial
oh,
thing.
Oh, you've got the dial?
Yeah.
Wait, it doesn't even have a digital display on it?
No.
Wow.
Oh, that is old school.
I take back the rich people comment.
Thank you. No, mine is like, you have to dial it down like with a little clear circle thing.
No, we have a smart house and I can't work anything in it.
My house is not smart and I'm not either.
Dumb house.
You got the dumb, dumb baby house.
Yeah, I do. But you know what?
Everything works.
That's right, and I like it that way.
I'll give you that.
I don't want to program my house through my phone. If I'm cool, I'll turn it up. If I'm hot, I'll turn it down. It's real simple.
What do you keep the heat on in the winter?
Everything stays at 70 no matter what. No matter what.
Okay.
And in the summer, I bring out a big giant fan. It's black, and it emits
racist.
Black noise.
Racist.
No. Inclusive. And in the winter, I keep the heater on at 70, but I have little space heaters throughout the house. That's how I roll.
Animal print pants out control.
What'd you just say?
It's a song.
Okay. Anyway. Larry King has filed for divorce for the 8th time.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
no!
Really?
Is it really number 8?
Yes.
Yeah.
He needs to just stop.
Larry King is seeking to end his marriage to his 7th wife. Now, you may be saying, wait a minute, 7th wife, 8th marriage. He married the same woman twice once.
Right. I must confess, considering how long they were married.
22 years on this one.
I thought this one was going to be, I thought they were going to make it across the finish line.
The 85-year-old former CNN host filed for divorce from Sean King, 59 years of age. Now, you know that Sean King, 59, who, by the way, is pretty for 59.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very pretty. Let's not say she hasn't done any work on that face.
She looks a little surprised, but, you know.
Some of it may be aftermarket.
Well, and for some reason.
Constantly
that,
smiling.
You can't even kick that smile off her face. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. No matter how hard you kick.
Mm-hmm. That's odd. She looks like the Joker.
I don't think
she
he's
literally
in good health.
She looks like the Joker from Batman.
I don't think he's in good health.
That's fine. I don't care. Well, I do care. That came out wrong. I'm sorry. I don't care as it regards this story. She's 59 years old.
TMZ is reporting.
Do you
that
think she married him for his looks?
Well, just you stand by. TMZ is reporting that
did he have an affair?
She came to Larry's hospital bedside and asked him to adjust his will and trust.
Oh, there we go. That's why she's in this game.
He apparently had a heart attack.
Oh.
She's like, Larry.
I need you to sign everything over.
I need you to sign this right now. And so I guess his children urged him to divorce her.
She's as shallow as a kiddie pool.
Well, they were married 22 years.
And she was waiting for him to stroke out.
You don't know that.
Oh, she's in the corner tapping her foot
with her
arms
crossed.
She says
her attorney said they needed to update.
When they got married, she was 37. Give me a break.
Came to his bedside. That takes some you know what's to come to a dying man's bedside and be like, "Hey, do you mind giving me your John Hancock on this?"
We're gonna renegotiate this deal. It drives me crazy. She is as shallow as a kiddie pool and you know it. Say it.
Shallower than a puddle on a rainy day.
It does not look good. The optics do not look
good.
Say
that she is as shallow as a kiddie pool.
If, in fact, she went to his bedside in a hospital and said, I need you to sign this.
I don't mean to be misogynistic, so don't take it this way. Why do women marry for money and men don't?
Why do older men marry dumb 22-year-old blonde women?
Because they're hot.
Bingo. So listen up, gang. Here's the deal. Tomorrow, as many of you know, I am dropping off the oldest daughter at college as she forever leaves my life and walks away.
Oh, calm down.
Oh, I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding.
You're going to miss this.
But tomorrow, we do have a fantastic interview that we recorded, that Dana recorded yesterday with Ricky Kidd, who was imprisoned in the state of Missouri for, 23 years?
Almost 23 years.
23 years for a crime he did not commit. Now, it's very important to note, and we'll play you a little snippet of it here in just a second, and you can tune in tomorrow and catch the entire interview. Ricky Kidd, even though he has been exonerated and has been released from prison, had to meet with Dana at UMKC, which is 5 miles from this radio station, if not less, because he is not allowed to leave the state of Missouri.
We had the goods. I always believed that I was going to get the opportunity to go home, but you get denied and you tell your family that I'm coming and you're trying to make them encourage, you're trying to encourage them. I didn't know for real. I just wanted to believe that eventually the hard work would pay off, but you never know. But I had to try to keep them encouraged, keep myself encouraged. I barely made it. That's how extremely complicated it is. This wasn't no short feat.
You know, and so many times we hear from these folks who have been released, Dana, after the fact, after it's learned that they didn't commit the crime. And so many times, and I found this fascinating when you and I were talking yesterday, So many times they're asked, are you bitter? Are you angry? And they say, no, I'm not bitter. I'm not angry. Ricky Kidd doesn't say that.
He's angry. He says we should all be angry.
And he's not afraid about the fact that he's angry. He says it's an injustice and there's no answer for it.
So do we have a time for this tomorrow? Have you guys decided
yet
what time?
We're aiming for 4:30 because the interview lasts a while. Sam produced it, did an outstanding job. And then we want to leave some time for questions
for
or if you want to call.
Stuff, yeah.
He is just an amazing soul. And he was there with his son and daughter. I mean, he had 22 years stolen from him. And his son and daughter were there yesterday along with his granddaughter. Tiny little things, maybe
sounds,
5 years old.
I'll be honest with you. I've always said this to you, and I say this again. I have always thought you're one of the best interviewers I've ever seen. And I can't wait to hear this tomorrow afternoon.
He's just a good guy.
As I'm bawling in my tears.
He's a good guy. And
as I drink my tears from a glass.
I want to pass on. He is getting zero compensation from the state of Missouri.
Not getting a dime.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. And so if you are touched by his story, he writes poetry. And he has a poetry book on Amazon. It is $10. I am asking everyone to buy that because he is not asking for a handout. He is asking for a hand up. The poetry book is called Vivid Expressions, A Journey Inside the Mind of the Innocent, and he wrote it behind bars.
So let's go ahead and set the time. Let's do it at 4:30.
We're going to do it at 4:30 tomorrow because I want to leave time for people to call in.
Okay. So 4:30 tomorrow, you get to hear the interview recorded yesterday between Ricky Kidd and Dana. We'll air it at 4:30 tomorrow.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Story here from Fox 4, so you know it's true. Authorities say the driver of a semi with a tractor trailer hauling cattle overturned south of Emporia, killing 24 of the animals. Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Justin Wallace says the driver was transporting the cattle to Arkansas City to be slaughtered when he fell asleep just after midnight on Wednesday and went off the side of I-35.
And how did he not kill somebody?
Besides the 24 cattle that died when the rig overturned, 13 were pulled from the wreckage alive.
Oh.
Wallace says the surviving cattle are in a pen waiting to resume their journey to death. Wallace says the driver was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. Nobody else was hurt.
Do you automatically lose your job as a truck driver when you fall asleep?
I think it's hard to hold on to it, yeah. If that's what you're asking.
Is that just a non-starter?
I think
one
so.
One and done?
Yeah, I think so. And I'll tell you this.
He is so lucky, Scott.
I'll tell
you
this,
so lucky.
The times, there have been two times in my life when I think I have been really close to falling asleep while driving. One was when I worked at KOFO in Ottawa, and I was living in Lawrence but working in Ottawa. So every morning at about 4:30 or whatever, I would drive down 59 Highway. And there were a couple of times, this would have been 94 to 95. Do you remember the old Tom and Jerry cartoons where Tom is opening his eyes with
yes,
a toothpick
because
he's so tired? That was me, except without a toothpick, I was using my fingers to hold my eyes open. And then I would allow myself to blink and then open my eye back up with my fingers like this.
Yeah.
Just to stay awake. Because I had been, prior to that, I was a high school kid and a college kid, and I wasn't used to getting up at 4:00 every morning and going to work. That's not an excuse. I should have gone to bed earlier. I get it. The other time was when I was a mover. And my brother and I will never forget it. My brother and I, God forbid we were ever in a wreck, and we weren't. We had a haul to Chillicothe for some guy who had just retired from Fort Leavenworth and he was moving to Chillicothe to live, whatever. And I'll never forget, my brother and I get this load at 7:00 in the morning. You know, I'm, 20 years old? I don't know. We get to Chillicothe. We unload this guy's house. Wasn't a lot, probably 8,000 pounds, nothing big. And so we unload about 8,000 pounds. We get back in the truck. My brother is exhausted. He's asleep. And I'm driving down some country road. And I remember thinking to myself, and
you're supposed to pull over. I don't know how many people do because you don't think it's going to happen to you.
You're absolutely right. But I remember thinking, your brain starts telling you things that are not logical. My brain actually told me, just close your eyes for 10 seconds. Just rest your eyes.
Right, which you know, driving, like...
I'm driving a moving van.
Right. The logical part of your brain, wide awake,
completely
fully
shut
fueled,
off,
would be horrified at that thought.
Sure, but the super tired, oh my God, I can't keep my eyes open brain told me, close your eyes for just 10 seconds and you'll be fine.
So here's a question. They have these devices... some of the brand new super smart expensive cars like train on your eyeballs. And if you start drifting or your eyes are drooping, it will go, you know, wake you up or something.
What does it sound like?
For those of you who don't have like the brand new 2020 Cadillac or whatever, you can buy an anti-sleep alarm on Amazon. They have these everywhere. And one of these says it will alert you up to 5 minutes before drowsiness because it monitors your breathing and your heart rate. And those things start to slow and get more even right before we fall to sleep. And so somehow this thing says it will shock you before you nod off. My fear is with these devices, let's say you're a commercial truck driver.
Sure.
You will push the limit of what you should, thinking to yourself, well, I've got this, you know, no sleep device that will then shock me awake. And I think one of them actually shocks you, like a little buzz. Not like a taser, but...
like a dog shock collar?
You know, like enough to jolt you awake. But then I'm thinking, if it's jolting you, you also don't want to create a response like, ah, you know. You know when you're like jolted awake?
Well, not with a shock. No, I don't.
There are several devices on the market that claim to stop falling asleep.
How do they know? Is there like a camera that's pointed at your face?
No, this one called Steer detects the level of your drowsiness by analyzing heart rate and skin conductance, whatever that means, that warns you when you are close to sleeping.
How does it know?
I don't know. You wear it on your arm. I don't know.
Like if your pulse starts to go down or...
But listen to this quote from one of the users, and this is on their like page, their advertising page. When I get drowsy while driving, Steer warns me about that immediately and prevents me from falling asleep. What do you mean when you get drowsy while driving? What are you doing?
Wait, is there a commercial for this?
No, it's on their like campaign webpage.
I know, but I'm asking, is there like a commercial? Like maybe we can watch it or something.
No.
What's it called? Steer?
They claim there are 328,000 car accidents every year caused by driver fatigue.
How many?
328,000. While driving drowsy, you are vulnerable to something called microsleep. Microsleep can last for up to 30 seconds. And when it occurs, you are actually unconscious and do not respond to any environmental sensors like sound or light. So it's right before...
But your eyes are open.
I've never heard this term microsleep.
Oh, I have.
Have you really?
Yeah.
What do you mean you've heard of it?
I mean, I've heard of microsleep. I don't know how else to boil that down
for you. I'm more of a macro sleeper, if you know what I mean.
Wow, sorry,
well,
Dan.
I mean, me too, but... Yeah, it's...
And you have fallen asleep behind the wheel of a car.
Yes, I have. Twice.
And on one occasion, you drove off the road and trashed the right side of your car.
That's correct, yeah.
Did you get a ticket?
No.
If these devices
were
really...
You like, wait. Did you wake up and you're like...
No, I woke up because I ran off the road, but there was a curb there because it was on a technically a residential street. And
good Lord, man.
I ran up over the curb, and so the impact of my tires hitting that woke me up.
Don't be judging.
I'm not. I just, I'm okay, happy you're okay.
Thank you.
What was the other time? You didn't wreck on the second one.
No, the other time I was actually on a two-lane highway in Arkansas, and I was very tired, and the next thing I know, I woke up, and I was further down the road than I had been before.
Okay.
Like 10 miles?
Now, wait.
No. I don't think it. I think, honestly, it was one of those micro sleeps where I was only out for a few seconds, but I was asleep.
Wow. Look this up. It's called the Nap Zapper.
Nap? Is there a commercial?
It is called the Nap Zapper. And it says the name sounds funny, but the need for anti-sleep alarms is no joke. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there are more than 100,000 car crashes in the United States every year that kill more than 1,500 people. What is the Nap Zapper? I have to know. Does it actually zap you?
You put it on your ear. I don't know if I can play any of these commercials.
Nap Zapper. Nap Zapper.
No.
No. Okay, it's on your ear like one of those.
Like a Bluetooth.
Like a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
You can get them at Walmart for $6. If these work so well, why, if you're in commercial driving, why are those not mandated for like truck drivers?
Well, there's already rules on how long you can drive in a day.
Right.
So they're expected that is going to be enough for you to be responsible as a truck driver.
The small flexible device rests comfortably over the top of your ear and will sound an alarm to wake you if you start to doze and your head nods forward.
Hence why it's right over your ear.
I guess.
So it'll just shriek directly into the spot that'll wake you up.
Okay.
I will say this. I'm looking at it on Amazon. Reviews are not all that encouraging.
Okay, lay it on me. What do the reviews say?
Well, there's the scale is 1 to 5, and it's 2.7 so far.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. This product does not work. Useless. piece of crap. It don't work. Of course, I'm always skeptical of someone who can't get doesn't versus don't right. This item only sounds an alarm if your chin is touching your chest. They would find you dead by then.
Okay. See, I don't like that. Right. If you've got to fall asleep this... Oops,
right. It does not alarm you if your head nods off to the side. Or
only
if it
goes
nods
forward.
Forward without, without touching your chest. So it has to go all the way down.
This is not a commercial. I think this is somebody doing like a review. Now, I want to point out that the guy doing the review, I'm not judging, is in what looks like a studio apartment with a Star Wars poster in the background.
Okay.
He's in a dorm.
He's in a dorm?
According to what I just
heard.
Is he
a pedophile? He looks like he's 30.
Oh, Lord.
He's a non-traditional student.
All right. You said it's clean?
Yeah.
It is clean?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. A nap zapper.
Study. Hang it on your ear, and it will keep you from nodding off. With a beep mode or vibrate mode, the Nap Zapper will alert you anytime you start to fall asleep. It's also great for long drives home on a Friday or back to school on Sunday night. Check out the Nap Zapper from Dormco today.
Dormco?
Dormco.com, yeah.
I thought zapper meant it zapped you.
It just beeps in your ear.
But if you were sleeping, would that really wake you up?
Not me.
It doesn't zap you. It
you
zaps your nap.
You need to kick my ass if you want me to wake up.
No, I set like 15 alarms every morning, and that doesn't even do it. So a little beep.
Do
beep,
the side beep. Highway rumbles wake you up?
You mean the...
Yeah.
The rumble strips.
They I've never slept while I was driving.
Both of my incidents happened before those were really rolled out, so...
Well, and I don't believe they've been rolled out yet in a residential neighborhood, Will.
Well... No.
Where when there's
you were about
children.
To plow down children
no,
and dogs.
No.
Come on.
Weirdo.
No. It happened in the middle of the night.
Thank God my grandmother didn't live on that street.
I didn't hit anything except for the curb.
Did you hit anyone?
I was just about to say, what about anyone?
I hit nothing and no one.
Myrtle.
No.
It was Myrtle in the curb.
No. There wasn't even a house nearby. It happened in front of an empty lot.
Damn her for checking her mail at midnight.
She never, thought it was
she
seven
should
in the
have
morning.
Known better.
Never going to live this down, am I?
No.
You need the Nap Zapper.
Well, apparently they didn't have it then.
What color was her nightgown?
I didn't hit anything.
Afterwards, it was red.
I was going to say, before it became red, what color was her nightgown?
Blue? Oh, it was red with a
Tar Heel blue
with a gray mark across it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
A nice splatter pattern.
No, I did not hit anyone or anything.
You hit a curb.
Yes, but my car did not strike any.
Did you hit Myrtle's mailbox?
I hit
nothing.
Why is
her name Myrtle?
Generic old person name. Substitute Doris if you like. But no, I did not strike anything with my car or anyone. Dorothy?
What about Noah and Emma? Did they ever get to see their fifth birthdays?
Oh my God.
Little Johnny.
If you have a problem in this arena, please look into technology that will keep you awake on the road.
Will just gave me the middle finger.
We call that the California howdy.
You leave Doris alone.
Doris. I did leave Doris alone. He's the one who claims I didn't.
Her name was Lurline.
Lurline. 576-7798.
Oh, we mow it. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Oh, we mow it. Oh, we mow it. Oh, we mow it. Oh, we mow it. By the way, we went and saw the remake of The Lion King. This is from The Lion King, right? Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah. We went and saw the remake, and people were poo-pooing it. It's actually really good. I mean, it's the same movie.
Yeah.
20 years later.
My daughter said she cried, and I go, you did know going in what was going to happen.
Yeah. It's the same movie, but it is a good movie. It is very good. And Will, I'm sorry if you thought I was picking on you.
No, it's fine.
Somebody does want to know, how did your car get damaged if you didn't hit anything, though?
He hit a curb. Have you ever hit a curb? I rolled forward. I rolled forward into, not a curb, but a Parker Stopper parking lotter thing, you know?
What's that?
You know, the thing when you park.
It's called a parking block.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever pulled forward instead of backward into a parking block?
No.
It will destroy your car. And that's going from being parked and driving, 1 mile an hour?
I've never gone over the whole thing.
Have you gone? Did you go over it?
That's how I ripped the whole bumper off of the minivan several years ago.
The thing that you had to jerry-rig with?
There was a Parker bumper thing in front of me.
Parking block.
And instead of, I'm a puller-thrower, and I thought I'll just pull through. Well, I pulled through, but there was a parking blocker thing there.
Parking
block.
Wait,
so did the front wheels go all the way over?
I believe I was stuck for.
So the answer is yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Wait, you don't get stuck unless you drive
over. Did
you
belly out on the
thing? No, it just, I just didn't know it was there. And I, let's go.
No, she kicked it in reverse and ripped the front bumper off.
Once you went over the parking block, did it?
Yes, because those Honda minivans were very low to the ground.
And so you're the carriage of your car,
like a teeter totter, yes,
is literally sitting on top of the parking block.
Pretty much. My point is, hitting a curb or anything concrete of that size will do an amazing amount of damage to your car.
Okay.
Apparently, even when you're parked.
Yeah.
In my particular case, to answer the question, when I hit the curb, it popped my tires on the right side.
Oh,
got it.
Bent the rims, and because of the difference,
did some real damage.
Oh yeah. And because of the difference in height, mm-hmm. it tore off the muffler.
Jeez.
So, yes, I deposited a muffler on the curb.
Dave and Lee Summit. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Do you have the nap zapper?
No, I don't. I never knew there were such devices, but now that I know, I'm going to look into it. I really was. I had a very scary experience, really very. I relayed it to whoever I spoke to on the phone. Repeat that?
Please, yes, because you're on the air now and you weren't then.
Okay. I was coming east on 70, this was this time, mid-afternoon, on 70, and came up the ramp to Lee's Summit Road South,
uh-huh.
where the Cracker Barrel is.
Yeah, yeah.
And stopped, and I remember nothing except it all. I was aware of no time passing. The next thing I knew, I had all four lanes and was at the top of the down ramp across the Crossley Summit with the left wheels off the concrete. And I didn't know where I was. It was, you know, it's higher up there.
Were you tired, and, Dave? Like, were you just super tired?
Yeah. No,
were you sober?
I was tired. Yes, I was tired. And I was at fault for driving tired. And
Were you sober?
100% sober.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes. And I even told my doctor about it. I don't take any medication that makes you tired. I just feel tired.
And Dave, you're cutting out there a little bit, buddy, but thank you for the call. Terrible. He was saying he's not even on any medication that would make him tired. He just was driving tired.
Huh.
He needs the nap zapper.
Real quick, before we get to the news, Dana, whatever happened to your super soaker water diverter?
I still have it.
Does it still work?
No, I got a second sump pump. We got our gutters fixed.
Okay. I was going to say, would that be a one-star Amazon item if it was there?
The Super Soaker water diverter is a piece of plywood.
Yes, I'm keenly aware.
Very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Among termites.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.